Season's greetings from NAPT. It's a time of reflection and preparation for the new year. Lakota people record their reflections through the winter count, Waniatu Wo'api in our language. Winter counts are histories or calendars in which events are recorded by pictures, with one picture for each year. This is our 33rd year of bringing listeners and viewers excellent TV and radio programming through public broadcasting and the Internet. This year, the picture on our winter count would probably be the TV transmission tower to mark the end of analog broadcasting and the digital conversion. We bought boxes for our old TV sets or bought new flat-screen HD TVs. It already seems like it's been a long time ago. But the digital conversion opens new doors for viewers and NAPT programming. This year, we released 6 video documentaries and 2 Native Radio Theater programs. Waila, Making the People Happy by Dan Golding, is about chicken scratch music of the Southwest. Jim Thorpe, The World's Greatest Athlete by Tom Weidlinger and Joe Bruschak. Power Paths by Bo Bidart, Chris Phillip, and Norman Brown was featured on Independent Lens. It looks at the quest of tribes for renewable energy. River of Renewal by Stephen Most and Jack Kohler accounts the damming of the Klamath River. To Brooklyn and Back, A Mohawk Journey by Regan Tarbell and Paul Rickard. It's the history of the women behind the Native steelworkers who changed the skyline of New York City. For the Rights of All, Ending Jim Crow in Alaska by Jeff Silverman tells the story of Elizabeth Paratovich and other Alaska Native civil rights leaders. And on the radio, The Red Road, a one-woman show by Aragon Starr, and Raven's Radio Hour, a variety show set in Alaska. Native Radio Theater is a project with Native Voices at the Autry. Native Sounds, Native Voices, and The Drum are weekly shows that NAPT staff create for Lincoln's community radio station, KZUM, and the Aros Native Network, NAPT's own 24/7 internet radio station. Web specialist Eric Martin works with students in hosting the program. Sheena Bear Eagle and Aiden Marshall co-hosted the program until this fall. Sheena got an opportunity to study in England, so Tobias Grant took over the microphone. Tobias also carries on the family tradition. He's NAPT founder Frank Blythe's grandson. In addition to programming, we've provided training opportunities and launched new websites for nativetelecom.org, eros.org, and visionmaker.org. NAPT's mission is to share Native stories with the world, and we'd like you to join us by making a tax-deductible contribution. Click on the Donate button on the right-hand column on the NAPT website. Your support helps make these important Native stories possible. Thanks and Happy New Year!